All right, we talked about it earlier, the move of Boeing out to Virginia. Here to break it down for us is John Pletz, senior reporter at Crane's Chicago Business. John, thanks for hopping on with us here this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
All right, this is a pretty, I don't know, I'm like looking for the upside or the, okay, well, it ain't so bad. I know that they say they're going to keep a significant presence in Chicago, but this is a huge move for a business that had, you know, been pretty rooted here in the city.
It's a big move. It was a surprise, but it's not nearly as big an impact as if somebody like United moved its headquarters, because Boeing's always had a few hundred jobs here, mm-hmm. 400 or 500, not several thousand. But in terms of cachet, yeah, the city was very proud for 21 years to. You know, every time somebody reported Chicago-based Boeing did this or that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a hit.
Do we have any idea what they mean by a significant presence remaining in Chicago?
My guess is, you're going to see, a few hundred staff jobs remain. They have not specified. But, some of the executive jobs that really, you most value with the headquarters, starting with the CEO, have been based here for a while.
What is the move prompted by? I mean, one could guess that they want to be closer to politicians in Washington who, make big decisions on defense contracts, etc. Is it that clear? And what are their plans?
They haven't said specifically, but yeah. I mean, as one analyst told me today, the simple answer is the federal government is their biggest customer. And, the other thing that's worth pointing out is it's not like they picked up and moved somewhere new like they did when they came to Chicago. They're simply moving the corporate headquarters to where one of their businesses, the defense business, is already based. That headquarters technically moved from St. Louis to Washington several years ago, but they've always had a very big presence there. And they're moving to a building that they already own. So it's not like they're building a new campus. It's not like this is Amazon's HQ2.
Right.
In that regard. And, Boeing, man, they've had a tough go of it for the last several years. First you had issues with the 737 MAX, which is their best-selling plane. Then you get COVID, which, hit the aviation business harder than anybody. And so, a little over a year ago, Boeing made clear that they were going to take a look at reducing their real estate portfolio 30%. And, they've been cutting costs pretty aggressively because, they're still not out of the woods yet.
And they own the current building, right?
They do.
So one could surmise maybe perhaps they, well, I don't know. I guess we shouldn't speculate, but a sale could potentially be in order.
It certainly would be a possibility. They haven't said, and you're right, I don't know if they'll sell it or not.
Right. The mayor's office, as you would expect, put out, I don't want to say spin, but pointed to other companies that are moving here, maybe some in the next few months. Is there anything more seismic or Chicago-related about this, or does it appear to be, this is what they wanted to do for their own company? It has nothing to do with their pleasure or displeasure with the city of Chicago?
It doesn't seem, there's no indication that it's a somehow a referendum on Chicago. But, it doesn't look good.
Right.
I mean, it's the flip side of what happened when Chicago moved, or I'm sorry, it's the flip side of what happened when Boeing moved to Chicago. Somebody picks you, and that's great, whether you did anything wonderful or not, it's good for you. When somebody leaves, it makes people naturally say, "Well, what's wrong? What happened?" And so that's not good. You never want to lose a high profile, headquarters.
Right. For sure. Hey, John Pletz, we appreciate you hopping on last minute with us.
Glad to do it. Thanks so much.